mother dies and possessions go missing.
Couch, bed, coffee table, and a computer.
Yes.
Now all eyes are on her ex.
Where is it?
It's stored.
In storage.
He abandoned everything.
Listen to me.
And his new girlfriend.
All I want to know is where it all is.
It's in the garage.
That's outrageous. I think that the two of you are a bunch of liars.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Daryl D.J. Carlson Jr. is suing his father, Daryl Sr., for the return of his furniture.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 513 on the calendar in the matter of Carlson versus Carlson. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
What's your first name?
Daryl.
How old are you?
18.
Do you go to school?
No, ma'am.
What do you do?
Sit at home.
Why? Shh. Why?
Trying to find work. Just can't find it.
When you said you stay at home, where is home?
Wanamingo, Minnesota.
Who do you stay with?
Just myself.
How do you pay your rent?
Social Security.
You get disability payments?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of disability payments do you get?
I honestly don't even remember. My cousin would know.
Do you know?
I do know. Ma'am, he lost his sister in 08 and his nephew in a car crash. And then last year he lost his mom to a long battle of cancer. So he's getting disability payments for post-traumatic stress syndrome from losing so many people in such a short period of time.
Gotcha. And how long has he been getting those benefits?
He's been getting them for about 2 or 3 years now. He started getting them before his mom died. And then when she died, for about a year, he was getting survivor benefits. But then once he turned 18 and he moved out of Daryl Sr.'s household, he had nowhere to live. And so I helped him get into an apartment. And just 3 weeks ago, he moved into his own apartment. So I'm on the track of getting him back into school and getting him into the right direction in life.
And how much does he receive from these payments?
He gets about $710 in Social Security each month, and he gets another $81 a month from GA. And then he gets, like, medical and food support.
And what rent do you pay your apartment? Do you know what rent you pay?
Yes.
How much?
$485.
But that's about to change. It's on rental assistance, so it would go by 30% of his income.
Okay. Why don't you stay up there with him?
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Tell me your name.
Christina Hedquist.
For a while, you were living with your father for a short while.
Yeah.
And that's what this case is about. This case is about some furniture that you left in your father's house when you left. Tell me about the furniture that your father has that belongs to you.
It was a love seat and a full three-seat couch. It was a set that my mom had bought about a year and a half ago. The payments were never fully paid on it. There was a last payment due, and it was never paid.
Okay. I don't think Mr. Carlson denies that he has the property, which is why you're here, for your property back,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
I read your answer, and you don't seem to deny that you have his property.
No, ma'am.
Where is it?
It's stored.
In storage?
That's right, ma'am.
Why is it in storage?
Because he abandoned it.
Now he wants it?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else other than your son's property that's in storage?
Yes, ma'am.
What else is in storage?
All my stuff, the other stuff that his mother left, stuff of his sisters and his nephews that died.
So there's a lot of stuff there.
Yes, ma'am.
He doesn't want that stuff.
No.
The stuff that he wants, that was his mother's, he gets back.
Correct.
Right, which is a couch. What else?
I got crystal lamps.
Just a second. Let me see the list. Let me read it over so that your father doesn't have any issues. Couch and a bed. I don't know what pictures there are. Do you talk about a box of pictures?
No, I mean like picture frames of family members.
Is that what you brought with you to your father's house?
I never brought that stuff. He already had that.
No, I'm not dealing with that. I'm talking about the stuff that you had that was your mother's. A coffee table and a computer and a printer. Were those yours or your mother's?
My mother's.
Did you bring them when you and your father were living together? Or were they in his house?
They were already in his house.
How did he get them in his house?
He stored all the stuff that was my mother's after she passed. We lost the place that she and I had.
Were you living with your mother alone?
Yes.
How long was your mother divorced from your father?
A year, year and a half, I believe.
Is that right?
About a year, not quite a year.
How long hadn't you lived together?
On and off over 13 years of his life.
When was the last time you lived with his mother?
Probably four years prior.
Who was this lady?
She's my girlfriend.
And how long has she been your girlfriend?
Since late summer.
Are any of these things, I'm going to read off the list of all the property that he wants, that he says was property that was in the house, that he shared with his mother, you weren't there for 4 years, and that you stored. I'm reading it to you. A couch, a bed, crystal lamps, games and movies, knickknacks that were his mother's, pictures, coffee table, computer, printer, custom bikes, hats, a three-dresser hutch, dishes, pots and pans, linen silver, two TVs, a rocking chair, kitchen table and chairs, and an entertainment center. Does any of that sound familiar?
Some of the stuff is still around. Most of it's wrecked because they left it outside when we moved to the last place.
What do you have in the storage?
His bed.
What about the sofa?
The sofa? He can have it. He can pay the bill.
Just a second. Did you pay the bill?
No, ma'am.
He gets the sofa. They'll come after him if they want to for the bill.
Okay.
The bill's not in your name. Is that right?
That's right, ma'am.
So don't you worry about it.
Thank you, ma'am.
What about the lamps?
The lamps? The lamps were broken. People took them. I have no idea about the lamps.
What about the coffee table?
Coffee table? Yeah.
Great. What about the computer and the printer?
The printer was mine. The computer, his mom got for him.
And is that in storage?
That is in storage. I think he's got the other part of it. He abandoned everything.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the computer?
The monitor.
The monitor.
Monitor.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in the boxes where everything's packed like sardines.
Fine. So then he's going to take the monitor. Is the rocking chair there?
I have no idea where the rocking chair is, ma'am. I haven't seen it.
He says there were two television sets. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't, ma'am.
Do you have any televisions in your house that were formerly in your ex-wife's house?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No. The marshals are going to come and check in your house. Is there in storage a kitchen table and chairs?
No, ma'am.
Is it in your house?
No, ma'am.
The marshals will come and check on that as well. What about an entertainment center?
We had an entertainment center that he left on the balcony, and I couldn't care. I had a heart attack, and he didn't come get it. He abandoned everything.
You keep saying he abandoned everything. All I want to know is where it all is.
That there was left on the balcony.
And you don't know what happened to it?
Nope. Probably
okay.
The sheriff's took it.
So this is the story, Mr. Carlson. You're going to go and pick up your couch, your bed. You can look inside the storage unit to find your pictures, along with the computer monitor. Okay?
Thank you.
What?
The printer was Rosa's. I was with her when she purchased the whole computer.
Well, I don't know that. Meanwhile, the whole thrust of this is to try to get him some furniture for his apartment.
It's empty right now.
That's what he needs. So we will have a sofa and a bed, and hopefully you will find there a coffee table, and might be surprised to find the kitchen table and chairs either in the storage unit or in your father's house that he now shares with his girlfriend. You never can tell. But those things that were in your mother's house when she died, a house that you shared with her,
yes,
you can have. Now, what's the address of the storage unit? Address of the storage unit.
I don't have the address. She would have it.
I don't know what it is either.
It's where her sister is.
Where whose sister is?
Her sister.
Stand up and talk to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want me to hear what?
A message from her.
I was mad, Your Honor.
No, I got it. I'd be more than happy to hear her ranting.
And later today...
Your car was impounded for several reasons. One of those was it had no insurance.
Because my car was not in working order.
I don't care. And it clearly was in working order because she got a ticket for speeding.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. DJ Carlson says his father, Daryl Sr., won't return his furniture.
Daryl Sr. claims his son abandoned the items.
Go ahead.
She lived on 12th Avenue. That's all I know.
Who lives on 12th Avenue?
In Red Wing. My sister, Linda.
Well, is his property in her house or is it in a storage unit?
It's in the garage. And he moved all that stuff out of the apartment after he told his dad that there was an eviction pending on the house.
You know something? I'm going to tell you something. What he is suing for, actually, is the return of his property or $2,000 so that he can replace that property. And since I think that the two of you are a bunch of liars,
ma'am,
because I read the answer, and your answer says you pay for a storage unit, and if he wants his property back, he can pay the storage unit. And now you tell me it's in your sister's garage? That's outrageous.
It's stored
there.
That's
outrageous. No. You want me to read what you said, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Stored is someplace else. Stored in my sister-in-law's garage is not what you said here. It is currently in storage while I'm looking for a new place to live. I've already invested money in storing the stuff, and I'm not giving it back.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
So this is the idea.
Ma'am.
I'm entering a judgment on your behalf. Quiet.
Your Honor,
quiet.
Could you ask this,
in the amount of $1,500, which should, quiet. Could be very, very simple. All you had to do is give him back the property that he needed. He's 18 years old, and clearly he needs it at least as much as you do. You're the grown-up. He's the child.
Ma'am.
You're the grown-up. He's the child.
Here's the where he lives, and you need to hear this, ma'am.
I don't need to hear anything. I need you to hear
ma'am,
me.
Really, you do.
I need you to hear me. He's the child.
Yes, ma'am, and that's why I'm
here.
You're
the grown-up. You want me to hear what?
Tape recording?
A message from her.
A message from her.
And I'd like to say something, too, if I can.
No, I'd be more than happy to hear her ranting.
Yeah.
I was mad, Your Honor.
No, I got it. I'd be more than happy to hear her ranting.
First saved message.
Daryl, let me tell you something. Sean wants nothing to do with your trash. He just called me telling me that you've been calling him left and right, and that if you don't stop calling and complaining with your trash attitude, then he's going to call the police and press harassment on you. And then when it comes down to it, you're really going to regret if you don't leave me and DJ alone. Because seriously, you're a who needs to get his life together. You're a little boy in an old man's body. Get your together, Daryl. Seriously.
What is that supposed to tell me? What is that supposed to tell me, sir?
That is not
that's
his
why
cousin.
We're here.
No, we're not here because of that at all.
Yes, ma'am.
No. If he wanted his stuff back, all you had to do is say to him,
then
it's in Linda's...
Put a restrainer.
It's in Linda's garage. You can have all your stuff. And you didn't say that. So now this is what's going to happen. I'm entering a judgment for $1,500, which will help him buy a little furniture. And he's going to go with the marshal to Linda's house. And there better be stuff there because you just told me there are whole boxes of stuff there. And if it's not there, hey, that's what you told me, that all the stuff is in storage. Uncross your hands. She tells me it's in Linda's garage. That's where he's going, to Linda's garage with a marshal. And you want to know something? She is going to make sure that he gets there. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Money isn't really important to me. It's the fact that he actually got shown that he was in the wrong.
He's in a bad situation, a bad influence by that Christina right now.
I think it's about time Daryl's held accountable for the things that he does wrong.
They walked into my house one day, and I didn't know her from Adam and Eve, and she come in and cursed and cussed me up one side and the other.
He jumped into DJ's face, and he says, come on, boy, bring it. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out of it.
I hope he grows up.
I want to get back into school. Everything right now is looking pretty good.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Smith versus Baldwin. Step forward.
Pamela Smith is suing her former friend, 20-year-old Brittany Baldwin, for causing her car to be impounded.
So this is what I understand of this case, Miss Smith. You did a very nice thing and took in Miss Baldwin into your home, treated her, according to you, like family. You knew her through your children?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old are you?
20.
It is your claim, Miss Smith, that sometime in November of 2012, Miss Baldwin took your car. She took your car, and owing to her actions, your 1999 car was impounded.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want her to pay you $5,000 for impound fees and for all the trouble that you had to go to get other people to drive you around.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a few very brief questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you want from her?
My car would still be in my yard had she not taken my
car. Ms. Smith, you're not following what I'm saying, or you choose not to follow what I'm saying?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Pamela Smith says her former friend, Brittany Baldwin, caused her car to be impounded. Brittany claims the incident was not her fault.
Okay. Miss Baldwin, did you have a license to drive?
No, ma'am.
What was the reason you were pulled over?
For speeding.
And on what date did that happen?
It had happened... I really can't remember the date, but
you remember the date?
November 17th, Your Honor.
And you had driven her car before?
Yes.
Without a license?
Yes.
Did you ever tell Miss Smith that you had a license?
Nope.
Now, Miss Smith... On November 17th, 2012, did your car have insurance?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Right. So when she told you that she was pulled over and your car was impounded, mm-hmm. It was impounded for several reasons.
Yes, ma'am.
One of those was it had no insurance.
Yes, ma'am, and they had no insurance because my car was not in working order.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care why it didn't have insurance. It didn't have insurance, and it clearly was in working order because she got a ticket for speeding.
The transmission was not working, and it had no brakes on my car at all.
So
I wasn't
really,
driving my car
so
myself.
So it was really a 14-year-old worthless car.
Your
had
Honor,
no transmission, and it had no brakes.
I was getting my car repaired. My husband was going to pay to get my car repaired.
Ms. Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
Your car sat in impound. Let's say it was there for a day. How much... would it have cost to get your car out after a day if you had insurance?
After a day, I'm not sure, ma'am.
So the reason you couldn't get your car out of impound mm-hmm. was not because of her actions, it was because she had no insurance. Pay attention to me. Did you go down to impound to try to get your car out? Did you go down to impound? That's a yes or no.
No, ma'am.
Did you call them?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were advised that you needed to show that you were the owner?
Yes, ma'am.
And proof of insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
Which you did not have?
No, ma'am.
Did you get insurance on the car so that you could go and get it out of impound?
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. I did not.
So what are you doing here?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Miss Smith, the reason you can't get your car out of impound is because it has no insurance. And you chose not to get insurance for it.
She said and her mom said they was going to get the car. I was willing to put the insurance back on the car to get it out of impound.
Can't help you, Miss Smith. You know exactly what I'm saying. First of all, you drove around in that car without insurance. That's a very bad thing.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you did. Second of all, she drove the car and she had no license and no insurance. But they weren't holding the car in impound as a result of her driving the car. They're holding the car because the owner of the car did not have insurance. And all you had to do was call your insurance company and say, the next day, on November 18th, mm-hmm. please reinstate my policy and I'll pay you. And you chose not to do that. So what do you want from her?
My car would still be in my yard had she not taken my
Ms.
car.
Smith, you're not following what I'm saying, or you choose not to follow what I'm saying. You have the ability to get your car out of impound if you make it legal. You chose not to make it legal for 5 months, and now you want $5,000 from her. It's ridiculous. You should have reinstated the insurance, and then you can get your car out of impound after 1 day, after 1 hour.
I had no way to go get my car.
Goodbye,
my
Ms.
car
Smith.
Was over 2,000.
Goodbye, Ms. Smith.
Pardon our excuse, Ms. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Next at 5 o'clock, disturbing new details as this Brockton man goes on trial for a deadly, hate-filled rampage.
Plus, a Bruins star hurt during practice, what it means for tonight's big game.
And why local police had to take this goat into custody.
WBZ News is next.
I gave her a place to live, and she chose to steal from me.
She did let me drive her car plenty of times, knowing that I did not have a license.
I've practically helped raise her, and she did me really dirty.
She never once told me that she did not have insurance.
I did not give her permission to touch my car at all.
They took me downtown because I was a little intoxicated, that's all.
I woke up and looked out the window and my car was gone.
I had immediately came out the room, told her that I had taken the car.
She come running out the back room saying, Mama, because she calls me Mama, Mama, I'm the reason why your car is gone.
I had told her that your car has been impounded because it has no insurance, this and that. Third, she calls the cops.
A bad stab in the back.
I guess we won't talk no more.
I'm done with her.